is the 12th class in Chaitanya Charitamrita, October 11th, 2009. This is Damayanti's love offering, Anti Lila chapter 10, verse 9 through 39. Who's Damayanti? Damayanti. Does anyone know? Damayanti is a sister of Raghava Pandit. And where do they live? Panihati. Panihati is in, I believe, West Bengal, not far from Calcutta, a few hours east of Calcutta, on the Ganga, I believe. It's on some water, I think it's Ganga. We actually attended that festival in Panihati one summer. In the summertime, April, May, whatever. And everyone made flat rice and mixed yogurt and kheer and all these things in it. Damayanti's love offering. Text 9 through 11. Vasudeva Datta Murari Gupta Gangadas Shiman Sena Shiman Pandit Akinchana Krishnadas Murari Garuda Pandit Budhimanta Khan Sanjay Purushottama Pandit Bhagavan Shuklambara Narasingha Nanda Hara Jatajan Sabai Chalila Nam Najaya Likan. Here Krishnadas Kaviraj is describing some of the wonderful devotees of the Lord who came to Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya during the Chaturmasya and attend the Snanyatra and Rathyatra festival, Chandanyatra and all the festivals of Jagannath in Puri during Chaturmasya. Vasudev Dat Marai Gupta Gangadas, Shiman Sain Shiman Pandit, Akinchan Krishnadas, Marari Gupta Garuda Pandit, Budhimanta Khan, Sanjay Purushottam, Bhagavan Pandit, Shuklambara Brahmachari, Nisringananda Brahmachari, and many others joined together to go to Jagannath Puri to meet Mahaprabhu. It would be impossible to mention the names of all of them. Kulina Grami Kandavasi Milila Asiya Shivananda Sena Chalila Sabari Lana. The Kulina Gramvasis and Kandavasis came also. Shivananda Sen took the leadership and thus started taking care of all of them. Senas are very wealthy people, very religious, and they usually sponsor lots of religious functions. Of course, Shivananda Sen is none other than Champakalatasaki. Shivananda Sen, Champakalatasaki ki jai. So he sponsored paid for all the taxes and all the accommodations for all the yatris, which is about 200-300 yatris. Raghava Pandit, Chale Jali Sajaya, Damayanti Jata Dravya, Diyache Kariya. Raghava Pandit came along with everyone to Puri with his bags, Jali, full of food prepared very nicely by his sister Damayanti. Dravya Diyache Kariya. Nana Purva Bhakshya Dravya Prabhu Yogya Bhaug Vatsareka Prabhu Jaha Karina Upayog. Damayanti made varieties of a Purva Bhakshya Dravya, varieties of unparalleled food just suitable for Mahaprabhu to eat. Mahaprabhu ate it continually for 1 year. So this was all these foods, of course, were items that would keep a long time. Deep fried and ghee and dried coconut and so many types of preparations that would keep for 1 year. They would come to Puri right before Snanyatra time. Or actually right before Rathyatra or sometimes Snanyatra. But this was actually a festival they hold every year at Gambira. We've seen this festival. In Puri, every year at Gambira, about 3 days before Rathyatra, all the devotees coming from Mayapur, Kulinagram, Kandagram, Navadvip, they're carrying so many samosas and gujia and all these type of things, pakoras and all these dry things in bags, and they come there, big kirtan, they're singing all these Bengali pads about this Lila Padavali, Padavali kirtan, and they're carrying flags and they're carrying bags, and they bring it to Gambira to offer Lord Chaitanya, just like 500 years. And then they have a big, and there's so many lectures about this Leela, and then they sing so many Bengali bhajans, and there's big, they serve all this prasad, it's wonderful. And if we knew Bengali, we could relish so much more, but just to see it, and the feelings, and everybody rolling on the ground and crying, and they've been carrying these, it takes 1 month or two to walk. Many of them walk, many of them come by train also, but they all arrive on this day, and it's a very exciting festival to start off the enthusiasm for Rathyatra is still going on every year. Amra Kashandi, Ada Kashandi, Jala Kashandi Nam, Nimbu Adan, Amra Koli, Vivida Vadan, Amshiyama Kanda, Tailamrat Amasata Yatnakari Gundakari Purana Sukuta. These were the names of some of the pickles and condiments in the bags of Raghava Pandit. Raghava Pandit was carrying all these things which Damayanti made. There was Amra Kashandi, Ada Kashandi, Jala Kashandi, etc., etc. They were all made with great attention. Damayanti also made dried bitter vegetables into a powder. So Lord Chaitanya would eat these preparations every day for 1 year. And you'll see that he was eating these preparations not so much that he was such a connoisseur of gourmet foods or that he wanted to have really tasty treats throughout the year. And he kept for 1 year because he ate it in such a way that he would have something to eat every day until the next year when Damayanti would bring another year's supply. Like sometimes students, when they go to college, their mother gives them a 3-month supply of cookies or whatever, sometimes homemade things, and they eat a little bit every day while they're in school, little coconut sweets or whatever. So Lord Chaitanya, he was eating a little bit of these every day, not so much because he wanted to taste them, but because he wanted to stay in connection with Damayanti's love. Because the offering that one makes is simply symbolic. It represents the love of the heart of Damayanti. She's a pure devotee, a pure servant of Lord Chaitanya, eternal associate. So he wanted to relish the flavor of her love a little bit every day. Stay in touch, as they say. Stay in touch with Damayanti's love by tasting her love offering. That's why the story is called Damayanti's Love Offering. Sukutam bali avagya nakariha chite sukutaya jay suka prabhur tahanai panchamrite. Do not neglect sukuta because it is a bitter preparation. Mahaprabhu derived more happiness from eating this bitter preparation than from drinking panchamrit. Now just see that unlike us, Mahaprabhu was more happy to eat some bitter melon. What do we say, Kerala? Bitter melon? He is more happy. So Lord Chaitanya likes Kerala more than he likes panchamrit. You know what panchamrit is? Dwabhishek of the deities, yogurt, milk, ghee, honey, sugar water. Why is that? Why is it? I remember when we had the transfer tray with all the Mahaprasadam. I was doing puja work. And I had this little tray. One section was rice, one dal, one sweets, pakora, this, that. So we'd bring it out to the Prasadam hall, devotees. It was like we transfer, it was like a tray for just serving the devotees, Mahaprasad. Then after prasadam, I would go and collect the tray, and anything was left, I would eat or distribute or whatever. So every time I went to collect the tray after lunch prasadam, the only thing that was left in the tray was some bitter melon or some plain rice or a little dal. All the sweets were gone, all the chutney was gone, all the pakoras were gone. The devotees weren't too interested in Kerala and plain rice. So that I would eat that, okay. Mahaprasada Govinda. Because, you know, my service was a give the Mahaprasad, give it to the devotees and take whatever they left. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was liking the bitter thing. Why? Why is that? We like the sweet thing and avoid the bitter thing. Bhava Grahi Mahaprabhu Snehamatralai Sukuta Patakashan Diti Mahasukapai. Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He extracts the purpose from everything. He accepted Damayanti's affection for him. Therefore, Mahaprabhu derived great pleasure even from the dried bitter leaves of sukta and from the kashandi, a sour condiment. Bhava Grati Janardhan. There's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 90. It describes Krishna as Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Must have heard this term. It's very popular. Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Janardhan Sri Krishna. He's Bhava Grahi. Grahi means to take the essence. Grahi. He takes the essence of one's bhav. It's not what you do. It's not how much you do. It's how you do what you do. It's the bhav, the feelings, the love, the attachment, the concentration, the dedication, the sensitiveness of how we serve the Lord. We may do some big service, but in the context of doing big service, we may offend so many people or even hurt so many people's feelings. But all we did is we distributed so many books, but in a very rash and passionate way, and maybe irritated so many people. But better that we distribute lots of books, but do it in a very loving and kind and sincere and proper way. And then the other thing is, that we may try very hard to render some service with all. We give it our all. We put our full heart and soul into the service, but we fail. We aren't materially successful in a particular service, but we tried our best. They say we put our full heart into it, but we failed, at least materially speaking, because success or failure depends on the will of Krishna. This is one of the five factors determining success in any endeavor: the place, the time, the supersoul, the endeavor, the performer, etc. It's in Bhagavad Gita. So the ultimate discerning factor is the Paramatma, is God Himself. In devotion, there's no loss. Nihabikrama nashosti bratyavaneo navidyate swapamapyasi dharmasya chayate mahantobayat. Even apadharma, you do a little something, there's no loss. There's no loss or diminution. Any endeavor or any act of devotion is eternal, because bhakti is eternal. We tried with devotion and bhakti to do something, but we failed. Sometimes devotees, Prabhupada would send them out to open a preaching center. They would go out and try and come back and say, Prabhupada, we couldn't do it. He said, anyway, Krishna has recognized your effort. Krishna has accepted your effort. Krishna will bless you for your effort. But materially, if someone says, look, go to Delhi and open a franchise of our French fry store. And you take some money and you open a French fry store. And the only person that gets fried is you. Because no one buys your French fries. And so you close the store and you forfeit the 1-year mortgage and advance payment. And you lose your shirt, as they say. You lose all your investment and you go into the red. So materially, you lost money. You didn't make a profit. And you come back to the person and say, I tried to open a franchise and I lost my money. Then they kick you out and say, get lost. And so you lose materially. Nothing. You only simply lost money. But if you go to open a preaching center and you try, but there's no response and all demons and they burn down the center and chase you out of town, it happens. Still, you win because Krishna recognizes your effort and you get return. You become attached to Krishna. You get the blessings of Guru and God. And you increase your love for Krishna. There's always positive return from any endeavor in bhakti. There's never any loss. There's everything to gain and nothing to lose. The basic point is, as Mahaprabhu was saying, there's Bhavagrahi Janardhan, so Krishna Leela is the same as Gaur Leela. So here, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, Bhavagrahi Mahaprabhu. The Mahaprabhu accepts the essence of our devotion, the essence of our bhav, our feelings, our bhav, our endeavor, our attempt. So therefore, he ate bitter melon from the hand of Damayanti because it was full of her love. There was as much love in her bitter melon as there was in her Panchamrita. There was as much love in her sweet rice as there was in her Karela. He didn't distinguish. He was extracting the essence of her service. The essence of her offering is what? Was she offering sweet or sour or bitter? She was offering her love. She was offering her Bhavagrahi. The essence of her offering was her own love. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing. Krishna wants our love. And if we're poor and have nothing, then we simply say, Krishna, take my heart, take my love. And if we're rich and we have so much, then we put our heart in all these rich opulent things, and we offer all these rich opulent things to Krishna. Big land, big temple, big crop production, big books, whatever. But the love must be there. This is the main thing, the essential ingredient. Mahaprabhu extracts the purpose of everything. Bhava Grahi Janardhan, Sneha Machalai. Only the affection. He accepts only the affection. Bhava Grahi. One who accepts the purpose or the bhav. Sneha Machalai. He accepts the affection. He accepted Damayanti's affection for him. So love is like this. Love makes everything tasteful. Love makes everything attractive. Love makes everything satisfying. And Damayanti was an abode of pure love for Mahaprabhu. Therefore, whatever she touched, whatever she cooked, whatever she offered was acceptable to the Lord. So much that he wanted to taste a little bit of her love every day. Love is like that. It's not that love you can taste once and drop it. Oh, I had love once, that's enough. I don't need any more. Can you taste love once and drop it? Can you taste a rasgulla once and drop it? Oh, this is nice rasgulla. Goodbye. You're very nice, and I'll see you in some next life. Like sometimes Prabhupada would go in the kitchen and he would cook. And then he would serve the devotees halava. And devotees would take that halava and say, we've had halava, but this is extraordinary, something extraordinary. When Guruji cooks something, something special comes over there. Special dose of mercy. Guru's mercy and Krishna's mercy all in one. If we cook something, maybe Krishna's mercy comes. At least we hope so. That becomes grace or prasad, Krishna prasad. We cook and offer becomes prasad. At least we hope so. Okay, it's Krishna's mercy. When Guru cooks, then it's Krishna's mercy and Guru's mercy. Double. So something extraordinary comes in that combination. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.